Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Celtics begin their playoff run this weekend. They host the Brooklyn Nets Sunday afternoon. Some fans believe the team could win its first championship since 2008. WBUR's Simone Rios talked about Celtics fever with some fans and merchants in Boston.
It's the day before a big game at TD Garden, and Carl Volker is working the counter at his souvenir shop in downtown Crossing. He sells t-shirts and mugs and shot glasses with many of Boston's best-known names, Harvard University, the Patriots, the Red Sox, and the Bruins. But these days, the hottest items come in white and green.
The biggest thing is the Boston one with the shamrock on it, you know, because this sells for $10 and people go to the game, they buy five, 10, you know.
Volker says business tanked during the pandemic, but the Celtics are now giving his shop a badly needed boost. They finished the season in second place in the Eastern Conference, and the fans have responded. Attendance at TD Garden has exceeded pre-pandemic levels, and Volker says everyone, from locals to European tourists, are in the market for Celtics gear.
Well, I think it's psychology. If the team is winning, then everybody lifts, you know, then the tide lifts all boats, you know, so people are just in a better mood. You know, it's like everything is better.
The Celtics are among the most storied franchises in pro sports. 17 banners hang from the rafters of TD Garden. But since Larry Bird and the Big Three in the mid-80s, the Cs have yet to equal the kind of dominance of the Patriots or the Red Sox. The Celts have won it all just once in the past 35 years. But after a sluggish start to this season, the team roared to the front of the pack with the best defense in the league, led by stars Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Without him here tonight is Tatum sticks another one. Happy birthday! They are 21-8 since January 1st. And one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Standing in front of TD Garden, Boston journalist Dart Adams says this Celtics squad isn't just good. Their record in the second half of the season was by some measures the best of any team in NBA history.
Beating teams on the road and dominating from wire to wire, which is what they've done like 20, almost 20 times in road games this season. These are things that great teams that win championships do.
But for Boston to fully embrace the Celtics, Adams says they'll need to beat the Brooklyn Nets. Nets fans cheered after learning this week the team will face the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs on Sunday.
Ooh, the chants coming down. We want Boston from the Nets fans.
Yeah, well, be careful what you wish for.
The Nets squad includes former Celtics star Kyrie Irving, who's become an arch nemesis for Boston ever since he moved to Brooklyn as a free agent in 2019. Adams points out that Irving insulted local fans by stomping on the Celtics leprechaun logo before the Nets knocked Boston out of the playoffs last year.
Because after Kyrie Irving stepped on the logo, a lot of people who don't live in this region don't understand the significance of that. I think it's important for the Boston Celtics, I think it's important for the fandom to see the Celtics humiliate, possibly eradicate, the Brooklyn Nets.
Now more and more Boston residents, like Sebastian Atrizic, say this is the year for the Celtics to bring home a title. He's already counting on the players to match Big Poppy's triumphs for the Red Sox against the hated New York Yankees.
Ready? We're down by three. Grand slam. I'm just giving that as an example of what we're about to do. I mean, it's like, let's bring it home.
Another Celtics diehard is Mike Greenwood, sitting on a bench in Boston Common in a green and white Celtics hat. Greenwood isn't sure these Celtics can overcome the best in the NBA just yet, but he has hope.
Yeah, definitely. Boston fans are tired of not winning at basketball. We really are. I can't see how they're going to not bring us to the championships.
Greenwood says he quit drinking so he doesn't watch the basketball games at the bars like he did in the 80s. But at his daily meetings at Alcoholics Anonymous, he says everybody's talking about the Celtics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.